Lined up on the manufacturing floor of the Bourne-based company Hydroid, the underwater robots look like torpedoes, with tail fins and rear propellers. They're different sizes, some 6 feet long, others more than double that length. The biggest one is painted a bright yellow submarine color, while the smaller ones are dark gray with black, so they're less easy to see when underwater.
About two-thirds of our business is with the U.S. Navy, and we're also in 17 navies around the world.
Dwayne Fotheringham is the president of Hydroid, an underwater robotics company that's experiencing tremendous growth, growth that's trickling down into the Cape's economy.
The primary use for our equipment in the military is mine countermeasures, so it takes the men out of the minefields. So instead of putting people in there or ships into the minefield to do mine sweeping and mine detection, you can use robots to do that dirty work instead.
The robots are called Remus, and one can cost anywhere from $200,000 to multiple millions, depending upon what it does. They're fully autonomous robots. You program them, put them in the water where they swim about and perform their mission, whether it's mapping the ocean floor or hunting for mines. 24 to 72 hours later, they come back with their data.
The vehicle that we're standing here in front of is used for mine countermeasures. It has a side scan sonar that is the primary instrument for looking for mines. It also has a Doppler velocity log to measure its speed through the water and over the ground. And it has a communication antenna, so when it's on the surface, it can communicate via Iridium, Wi-Fi, and get GPS fixes.
That's the sound the vehicle makes when it's transmitting data.
Radio frequency doesn't work below the surface of the water, so everything is acoustics. So what you're hearing is the acoustic communications that the vehicle would have with a transponder or with the surface.
Hydroid is one of several companies on Upper Cape Cod that makes things for the oceanographic industry. It's what economic development people call an advanced manufacturer. They're producing complex products that overseas competitors are unlikely to build because of the quality needed, or even the timing. These are exactly the types of companies the region wants to attract. In Hydroid's case, its robots first were developed at the Woods Hole Oceanographic Institution, just down the road.
Several engineers there created the Remus technology, and Hydroid was created to commercialize that technology. So we've been in business now for about 13 years, and we've grown from 2 employees up to 145 employees now.
Hydroid hired 87 people last year, most of them trained in engineering or robotics. Fotheringham says a key factor in deciding to stay in Bourne was the ability to expand to meet demand.
We are one of the, I think, few companies that are manufacturing in large scale now on the Cape. So we went through a lot to get a manufacturing facility here on the Cape, but we had a lot of cooperation from the town of Bourne and from the Cape Cod Commission in order to put up a new facility. So we put up the 40,000 square foot facility that's dedicated towards manufacturing and engineering of marine robotics.
Wendy Northcross of the Cape Cod Chamber of Commerce says efforts are starting to pay off in the push to bring more advanced manufacturing to the Cape. In recent years, the Cape Cod Commission, which oversees development and land use, has identified specific locations where environmental impacts could be kept to a minimum. It's promoting those business-ready sites to high-tech companies that could best support the regional economy.
In some cases, it's, you know, you're literally inventing something on a computer, and you're designing the schematics, and you're having certain pieces of it outsourced. Hydroid, for example, has some of their aluminum metalwork is done at other facilities.
All of Hydroid's aluminum work is outsourced to local machine shops, including Richards Designs in nearby East Falmouth, where owner-operator Bob Richards looks through a small window as a hand-sized piece of metal is doused with coolant while it's drilled, flipped, and then drilled again.
See, he just started that part there, and you'll see it spot drill on the part. It'll probably do like four sides. You got a part, Larry, I can look at? You need a TV camera.
Before and after.
Metal fabricators and machinist jobs aren't all that uncommon. Metal parts run the world, and Richards has been at this work for 40 years, 20 of them on Cape Cod. His business's success is linked to companies like Hydroid, an oceanography equipment maker, Teledyne Webb Research in North Falmouth.
The oceanographic industry is, they really can't go to China for this stuff because they all want stuff, you know, next week or the week after or tomorrow.
Richards says even after expanding into a new building a few years ago, he's maxed out. He keeps about a dozen people employed, and he can't take on much more work. At the same time, if he lost a major oceanographic account like Hydroid, he says he'd probably have to lay people off. But that's unlikely. Fotheringham says robotics and ocean science-related work is only expanding.
It's come from its infancy about 10 years ago, where it was very, very much in the scientific and small user community, but now it's moved much more into the mainstream use.
While advanced manufacturers like Hydroid tend to generate work for other local manufacturers, businesses like Richards Designs, the reality is that small businesses of four or less employees still make up the great majority of the Cape's economy. There are only about 80 businesses with more than 100 employees on the Cape, but every job, like every business, ripples through the local economy. And the hope is that the region will continue to attract and benefit from the most advanced types of manufacturing. For WCAI, I'm Sean Corcoran.